You're a veteran. And in that thought, there is consolation. Moses might have been able to endure the boredom of idleness if it weren't for another deeper human sorrow. Scripture said then, that the whole generation which came out of Egypt 40 years ago is now dead. And none of them, with exception of one or two, will enter the promised land. In other words, there is a certain loneliness that is worse than the idleness. Because for Moses, it wasn't only his companions with whom he led to the edge of freedom. It was his dear sister Miriam, his older sister Miriam, who stood by and watched and guarded when he was a helpless baby in a basket floating on the Nile. His brother Aaron, in his priesthood, embodied the religion that Moses initiated, all gone. So perhaps worse than the boredom of idleness, there's the misery of loneliness. How can that gloom ever be lifted? Well, we have worked in a certain way in our tradition. We know that if the departed are also forgotten, that they died twice. Once out of the world and the second time from our heart. So we see to that second death shouldn't occur. And we think of them. The end of every service, we have a prayer that brings them to mind. At certain holidays, we have a special prayer that brings them to mind. On the anniversary of their death, we remember them and bring them to mind. It isn't morbid. It's wholesome. We are never quite alone again. Again, it's not a magical cure for the gloom, but it's a consolation. The Union Prayer Book expresses it beautifully. By love are they remembered, and in memory they live. Now, it's traditional in our ancient faith that every morning on getting up we utter the prayer, Modeh Ani Lefanecha, I thank thee, O Lord, for the privilege that you've given me another day of life. Now, how can you thank sincerely and pray that prayer sincerely if you allow gloom to overtake you? If you allow the idleness to darken your days, the boredom, or the loneliness to blacken the sweetness of life. It's a duty to fight gloom. Notice the text in Isaiah. It doesn't say God will console you. It's an imperative. Comfort ye, my people. It's considered in our ancient, wholesome faith, the faith that has outlived all the contemporaries, that it's a living duty to fight the gloom of every stage of life, from the beginning to the very sunset years. You must not permit yourself to let idleness darken your days or loneliness blacken your joy. You work, you hear the word of the prophet. That, in religious language, comfort ye, is a commandment. In military language, it's an order. May God give us the strength to find the joys of life so we can thank them each day for every succeeding day of earthly existence. Amen.
We, of course, not only congratulate Dr. Freehoff on his 93rd birthday, but also Lillian on her birthday, which occurs this coming week. This has been a good year for Lillian in a number of ways. Some of the fine books which she has written in the past, books for children, will be reissued for a new generation. And that, of course, is a very special blessing. And we hope that she, too, will continue to write and to work as she has for so many years in the past. Now, when the service is over, we will have a reception in the Freehoff Hall. And you'll have the ability, if you wish, to congratulate Dr. Freehoff and Lillian and to wish them well. But let me remind you that when Dr. Freehoff was bar mitzvah 80 years ago in a little shul in Baltimore, after about a half hour or so, he had shaken the hands of the entire congregation. Now, 80 years later, it's wrong to impose any more than that on him. So perhaps we'll have about a half an hour of shaking hands, and not all of you are going to be able to shake his hand in a half hour. That's all right. Dr. Freehoff will be here next week and the week after that, and you can shake his hands then. There are the following announcements. Our High Holiday mailing will go to the membership next week. You will find around the building a preliminary announcement of our forthcoming chamber music series, which will begin in October, and which, of course, has been very well attended during the entire last year and last summer. We will have our regular Shabbat Eve service next Friday at 5:30 in the Josiah and Carrie Cohn Chapel. Rabbi Stateman will preach, and Rabbi Stateman will preach at our regular Shabbat morning service next Saturday at 11 here in the temple. Let me also take this opportunity to welcome our colleague, Rabbi Levine of the B'nai B'rith Hillel Foundation, to the congregation. And through this, we again recognize the fine work which he is doing for our young people throughout this Pittsburgh area. We hope that all of those good efforts will succeed and will continue as in the past. Now we continue on page 150. Together, may the time not be distant, O God, when thy name shall be worshipped in all the earth, when unbelief shall disappear and error be no more. We fervently pray that the day may come when all men shall invoke thy name, when corruption and evil shall give way to purity and goodness, when superstition shall no longer enslave the mind, nor idolatry blind the eye, when all who dwell on earth shall know that to thee alone every knee must bend, and every tongue give homage. O may all created in thine image recognize that they are brethren, so that one in spirit and one in fellowship, they may be forever united before thee. Then shall thy kingdom be established on earth, and the word of thine ancient seer be fulfilled. The Lord will reign forever and ever. And now, ere we part, let us call to mind those who have finished their earthly course and have been gathered to the eternal home. On this Sabbath, we especially remember Edith Shapiro, whose funeral occurred during the past week. We add her name to all of our beloved dead. Though vanished from bodily sight, they have not ceased to be. They abide in the shadow of the Most High. Let those who mourn for them be comforted. God will heal their aching hearts, for he is just and wise and merciful in all his doings, though no man can comprehend his ways. In the divine order of nature, both life and death, joy and sorrow serve beneficent ends. And in the fullness of time, we shall know why we are tried and why our love brings us sorrow as well as happiness. Wait patiently, all ye that mourn. Be of good courage. Rise now in submission to God's inscrutable will. Let us hallow his name. Yit gadal v'yit gadash mirabha b'yalma divra chirutei v'amnich machutei b'chayichon v'yomichon v'chayidacho beit Yisrael v'agala v'zman kariv v'imru amen. Yesh mirabha v'rach v'lomo me'om maya yit brach v'istabach v'itbar v'tomam v'itnase v'tada v'tale v'tadal shmedik v'tshor v'ichu leila minko v'chata v'shirata Tushpachata v'nechemata, da'amiran b'yalma v'imru amen. Yehesh lamarapa min shamay v'chayim, aleinu v'akol Yisrael v'imru amen. Ose shalom v'imrumav, huya se shalom, aleinu v'akol Yisrael v'imru amen. The departed, whom we now remember, have entered into the peace of life eternal. They still live on earth in the acts of goodness they perform, and in the hearts of those who cherish their memory. May the beauty of their life abide among us as a loving benediction. May the Father of peace send peace to all who mourn and comfort all the bereaved among us. Amen. Amen. We will conclude with Enkel Eloheinu, page 155. Adonai oz le'amo yitain, Adonai varech et amo bashalom. Heavenly Father, grant us strength, grant us years, so that we may long continue to serve thee and to move our world toward the goal of peace. Amen. Shabbat shalom.